Welcome to another episode of Escaping Addictions. And on this episode, we go back to the scripture talking about Noah and how God gave him explicit instructions on what to do as far as building the ark and things concerning that. So God has given several people instructions, explicit instructions on what to do and how to carry out a certain task or what to do or what not to do. And they didn't listen and they suffered the consequences. Even as recently as in chapter 3 of Genesis, where Eve and Adam eat from the forbidden tree. So you go later and you have a situation too with Moses, where Moses goes and smites the rock when God told him not to, and for that one disobedient act, he doesn't get to go and see the promised land. And he was the one that led the people through the wilderness and went in and spoke on God's behalf to Pharaoh and told Pharaoh what God was saying. And but he was disobedient. And God, there was consequences. Then you even had Lot's wife, that God told him to leave out of the city and not to look back. And she looked back. So she was turned into a pillar of salt. So with Noah, the explicit instructions was basically explicit instructions on how to build the ark. Then there was explicit instructions on who was to go into the ark, how many animals were to go in there, and other things, and when to go in. So we're going to take a look at these things on Escaping Addictions, the Faithology Report of Noah. Now, the earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the earth was filled with violence. And God saw the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. And God said to Noah, I have determined to make an end of all flesh, for the earth is filled with violence through them. Behold, I will destroy them with the earth. That's Genesis 6:11-13. So God gets into the explicit, specific directions of making the ark. And he told Noah to make the ark out of gopher wood. Gopher wood, now, no other kind of wood. So he was to cover it inside and out with pitch. I don't know what that is, but it sounds like, I don't know what it is. So I'll look it up later. This is, he told him to make it 300 cubits in length and 50 cubits to be its breadth and 30 cubits high. He told him, to make a roof for the ark, make a roof. And to finish it to a cubit above. Set a door on it in its side. Make it with first, second, and third floors, 3 stories high. So he told him the size of the ark and what to make the ark out of. And he told him, he tells him exactly who to bring into the ark. He says to bring in you can go in, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives. Now, you know, he had some relatives that were still alive. So I think I remember watching a movie once, and they were showing that everybody was kind of mocking. Now, this is, I don't know that this isn't scriptural, but everybody was mocking Noah while he was making this ark. Like, what is this guy doing? And then when the rain started to come down, they were all banging on the ark to get in, screaming and trying to get into the ark. So what about Noah's family? He had to, what if he would have brought in Methuselah? Methuselah was still alive when the flood came. Methuselah died in the flood. If you add it up, it looks that way. Because he died in that year. So if he would have disobeyed, if he would have not followed God's orders to a T, what might have happened? He would have said, I didn't tell you to bring him. I said I was going to destroy all flesh except for, I made a covenant with you, your wife, your 3 sons, and their wives. That's 8 people. Okay, but so then he told him to bring in 2 of every sort of animal. And the clean animals, bring in 7 pairs. The unclean, bring in 2. And so he brought in the birds. He brought in the creeping things and everything. So these were very explicit instructions. And he told him after he, it tells you in the Bible, it tells you in chapter 7, Genesis 11, it says, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, on the 17th day of the month, on that day, the fountains of the great deep burst forth, and the windows of the heavens were opened. Okay, so he told Noah that he was supposed to wait a week after he got the ark finished. And after that, he was to go inside the ark. So he told him, in 7 days I will send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. And every living thing that I have made, I will blot out from the face of the ground. And Noah did all that the Lord had commanded him. Thanks for that one, God, because I didn't even read that part. So that said Noah did all, that's in 7:5, all that the Lord had commanded him. So we need to do all that the Lord commands us. And, you know, of course, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I do everything the Lord commands me to do, or that I even know fully the Lord's will. No, I hope me doing this podcast is his will, or that I'm doing something that will be pleasing to God. So, you see, The guy gave him explicit instructions on how to make the ark, how big it was to be, the door, the windows, the roof. He gave him explicit instructions who were to go in, who was to go in, when they were to go in, and what they were to bring with them. The animals, food, and then it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. 40, that's another number in the Bible that keeps popping up. There'll be 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. So they stay in the ark for 40 days and 40 nights as it rains, and then the waters start to, when it stops raining, the waters start to recede, and it said that the waters prevailed on the earth for 150 days. Whew. So, that is my podcast about us. I just throw my opinion out there about, we hear a lot about, Jesus did everything and nothing can separate us from the love of God, not demon, not height, width, and not anything. And I think a lot of times we get it in our head that, well, I've been saved, so even if I don't really get it right, God still knows. God has already saved me. I'm a new creature in Christ, and there's nothing that can change that. But that might not really be a safe or fully safe way to think and to act, is to take for granted that we are good to go on Judgment Day. So, but anyway, that is the one for today, and I appreciate you listening. And if you will, subscribe, leave a comment, let me know what you think. And if you can, support the podcast. So I'm going to end it here, and I thank you again for listening. This is another episode of Escaping Addictions, which in these, I'm not talking about addictions per se, but the power to escape the addiction comes from a higher power, which is God, as far as I'm concerned. So I like to give God the credit for everything. And the Bible really is the roadmap to God. So have a blessed day, blessed week. Thanks again.